welcome back to Ping. This is episode 197.
97.
That's 197 episodes of Ping, bringing you all the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. Welcome back, Pingers. Episode 197.
I like that term.
We had a little discussion in the comments last week about skirts.
Yes, so obviously we're at a little bit of a deficit not wearing skirts in the first place. And so apparently the article, we didn't know at the time, but the article actually said 35 phones inside the skirt. But then our astute Mr. DeFalco here with his math degree went ahead and counted just in the front picture that there were over 42.
That's one of the advantages of having a touchscreen. I could count with my finger.
So 42 in the skirt itself in the front half. But then obviously does that leave the back half? I don't know if there is a back half to the skirt or not in the wireframe that there is for other pictures.
They do not specify.
Someone even went through the trouble of figuring out the retail cost of those with the actual numbers.
Which was like approximately not cheap.
$62,000 or something. I don't know. So anyway.
It was roughly the cost of the original iPhone.
That was the bulk of the comments that came out of last episode of the show. So we don't know the exact
this show
number.
Oh. Brought to you by the number three.
Number three, the letter P.
The symbol Octothorpe.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Someone else was also commenting as well about the Icon phone specifically no longer having, or at least mentioned that it was no longer having the glance feature.
They mentioned it was due to some restriction. They haven't given a lot of details about it. I'd be willing to look up that. I'm still on an HTC 8X, so I have not experienced glance.
I can tell you glance is very nice. I've got on my 1020, and so you can go in and put different pieces of information on the glance screen. Mm. You get apps to modify what's on the glance screen as well, so I like it.
When it's off, right? You don't have to turn it on.
Basically, it's off, it's low power because it's a super AMOLED screen. Yeah. Only pay for the pixels for power when they're turned on, right?
Right.
So the smaller number of pixels you have turned on, you can get some information while the phone is in a deep sleep state.
Well, that's kind of what the platform brings you, right? Is a selection, and you get to pick based on what you want, and that's kind of the nice things about having a wide variety of phones at your pickings.
You got it.
Every year, towards the end of the calendar year, Microsoft hosts what's called the Giving Campaign. It's over the course of October, usually. And the emphasis there is to bring in charities in the local and regional area and give them opportunities to talk to employees, give employees ways to give back to them. Well, we're just getting some of the numbers back.
But it's not just the regional local area. It's actually
States. You can go wherever you like.
Yeah, like up in Canada. Someone actually commented about the Canadianisms going on because, you know, I'm from Canada. But it's actually international. It's basically every single subsidiary within Microsoft has their own version of the Giving Campaign. So up in Canada, I used to do it as well.
Well, one of the nice things about working here is Microsoft will match your donations, and they'll even match volunteer hours.
Yeah.
So for every hour you volunteer, I believe it's $17 that they'll actually donate to the charity just with your kind of work log in there.
Is that our hourly rate, $17 an hour?
That's what I make. Is that not what you make?
I make $18. Oh. Been here longer. $18
an hour.
So, for instance, I've registered for assistant coaching my son's lacrosse team. So that's 3 hours a week. Giving back to the charitable organization I've run lacrosse, and they get to have three hours of my time as well as 3 hours of donation money goes into.
Well, in this article off of TechNet, including this beautiful, beautiful graph, and I say it's beautiful because the numbers keep going up. We have hit over $113 million donated this past year, which is an amazing number.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire year. People set up either payroll deductions or one-time donations or, again, the volunteer work, like you said. It says over 19,000 nonprofit organizations worldwide. It's really awesome. It's one of those things that I think some may say it's kind of self-serving to talk about. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice to bring up, to remind everyone that, you know, this isn't just all about corporation and tablets and PCs. There's a human element to all of this.
This is actually a really cool thing you can go with this, if you didn't know this. I just found out about this year, because it's really the first year I've been down here, is they actually have a Windows Phone 8 application for the Giving Campaign.
Oh, really?
That you can install on your phone, authenticate with your credentials, and then you can go in and find out different organizations they're looking for have different needs, and they can match up against yours while you're sitting there waiting for your latte or, you know, driving into work on the commuter bus or something like that or whatever. You can match yourself up on the fly. So very, very cool stuff. I'm glad they came up with the final numbers this year. It's good.
Yeah, congratulations to everyone. Good work and keep it up.
Yeah, I know we talked about this one before, and I think I even was the one that brought it up. But SkyDrive is now OneDrive. And one drive officially kicked off today at the time of recording. And they actually were able to give away over 10 petabytes of data within a time frame of less than 30 minutes to over 100,000 subscribers who simply signed in to OneDrive.com website. If you're during that lucky half an hour window or 20 minute window, you got an instant boost to 100 gigs.
It was 100 gigs for 100,000 users.
So work out the math, so carried the gigabyte. 1 minus a 2, 1024. You're looking at about 10 petabytes.
So gigabyte, terabyte, petabyte, right?
10 petabytes. 10 petabytes of data is now available.
Those are what your servers run?
I don't have any petabytes. I've got some terabytes on my servers, but not petabytes. Some cool stuff with this as well. We're also trying to speculate about what new features and functionality came along with OneDrive. One of them is obviously a new addition to the Android line, the ability to go off and back up your photos from your Android device with a new application automatically, which is very, very cool. You got a referral program that's in case you want to get set up. You know, other drive sharing programs, solutions have that type of option as well. We now have one as well.
Go click the Get More Storage button in the bottom left. That's how you go to the referrals.
And there's also apparently some stuff to do with some adaptive video streaming.
Yeah, MPEG Dash, which is a adaptive streaming technology that works over HTTP, which is a good thing. It's one of the things that's finally, one of the things that's still kind of in the plugin world right now and in Flash and Silverlight that's needed for that kind of stuff. The idea being you're on your phone and you just share a video to someone. When it gets to them, you don't want them downloading 1080p, you know, off of
100 megs worth of a data for individual files.
For your
so cat
video.
Oh, very, very cool. So obviously with that comes along the updated OneDrive application for Windows devices. And you'll see all the other devices also from a variety of manufacturers and operating systems and everything else all updating in the very near future as well.
All to one place.
OneDrive. OneDrive to rule them all. I don't know about you, but I lose a lot of stuff. I break a lot of stuff too, but I lose a lot of stuff. And so I was excited to see this little announcement. It's been rumored for a while now since summertime. Something called the Nokia Treasure Tag. It's a $30 accessory. That's the suggested retail price, available in the UK as well, apparently, that goes on sale sometime in April. And it's basically this little tiny square about, you know, if you're international, it's about 30 by 30 by 10 millimeters. You got that?
Yes, that's a lot of meters.
3 centimeters by 3 centimeters by one centimeter. So that's
so like an inch.
Inch and a half.
Square inch.
Inch and a half. What, 2.56 inches? Whatever. It's
in
metric.
It's small.
It's in metric. It's small. It's got a tag associated with it. It comes with a battery. It's replaceable, so user replaceable. It's good for about 6 months life. It basically will go ahead and pair up with your phone with an application installed in your Nokia Lumia device. So it's Windows Phone at this point in time. That allows you to basically check in and stay with that particular data point for where it happens to be. And then, as we're discussing before shooting this, if you left it outside of that area, you would have the last known point when it was close enough for NFC or Bluetooth pairing to your individual Lumina. And you would be able to pull up the last known location of it on Here Maps with Nokia Maps technology and be able to make it work all for a low fee of $30.
So I'm expecting keys.
Keys.
Remote.
Actually, I'm going to see if I can get it fitted up to work inside my hat as well.
Ooh.
We'll see if that works.
Children?
Yeah, children could work, possibly.
Just they come in four fashionable colors.
Yeah, so you got the black and the whites, just like the icons, but then you have the ever-requested yellow.
Super yellow.
And
cyan.
Cyan.
Is blue.
Azure.
There's a blue.
Azure
maybe?
Azure color
blue. Could be.
Perhaps. So yes, it's available starting soon in April and available with user replaceable batteries. So you can go off and have some fun. There is rumors of also having third-party support and availability for an app in Android and also in iOS, but no further details on those ones.
So we've just announced a few new Bing apps and updates to existing Bing apps on Windows Phone that have begun to really pull together a lot more information, share data between platforms, and kind of bring the platform together. That includes updates to the Bing News, Finance, Weather, and Sports apps, and then new ones, Food and Drink, Health and Fitness, and Travel. Those three apps are already available on Windows 8.1. Now they're also available on phone, and they're using the same back ends. Oh. So like places you've added in the Weather app will sync across. You set up once on your Microsoft account, formerly Lavity, and then it all syncs across. So it's kind of nice. It's something you come to expect. At least I have from these apps, you know, roaming profiles. I play Solitaire is actually my big one now. You start a Solitaire game on your phone, then I go to my laptop when I'm going to bed, it'll come up and say, Mark, hey, you started a game.
Mark leads a solitary life, apparently. I don't know.
I'm the coolest person I know. Is the problem.
Okay.
But
going retro, man. Going retro.
This is part of a long series of us trying to bring things together. And I mean, mm-hmm. we brought back the developer portals and single registration. I feel like this is kind of the direction we've been moving for a while, and it's good to see some progress in this area.
In case you haven't noticed, we here at the Ping Show happen to have a certain flair and how would you say obsession around zombies?
Passion. I believe we're passionate around here.
I've been a two-time zombie extra before. You actually had a speaking role, but then turned into a zombie.
Spoiler.
On a recent
spoiler.
In case you didn't watch the
whole
video.
You haven't seen the entire video of Cloudy with a Chance of Zombies.
Yes.
Now is still your chance for a video that will never go offline. So feel free to watch it at your leisure.
But this is actually talking about a really cool thing that's known as the Oculus Rift. Now, it's VR gear for virtual reality gear that's truly immersive in experience, and different people have been doing different projects with it over the last little while. These set of guys that are actually out of Melbourne, Australia, in the warehouse district apparently, called Project Zero. Or sorry, Zero Latency. Their development house.
Project
Gray, basically,
I think they were called. Yeah.
Well, no, no, the project is called Project Gray,
yeah.
But they're actually called Zero Latency, and they basically have created a zombie immersive 3D shooter. That is both weapons tracking aware and also visually tracking for where you are and spatially tracking where you are.
Watch the video, it'll give you a little more context.
Absolutely freaky. So this particular game that they're playing is called Fort Zombie Smackdown. And you literally see people jumping out of the way of the zombie horde as they come towards you, and you're trying to mow them all down with your submachine gun. Or you're screaming helplessly as they're starting to overload and completely claw their way over top of you, all in VR. So the biggest thing is trying to get from one of the project guys that works on this. You mentioned the guy.
Oh, Carmack. John Carmack from id Software, kind of the creator of Wolfenstein and Doom and the whole.
So they're
realm
saying
of
that.
That
the threshold is about 20 milliseconds of latency. Anything more than 20 milliseconds of latency, it starts to break that barrier for what your brain perceives as actually being there. And so they managed to get this below 20 seconds of latency, which is just freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they actually have the ability later in February, I believe, if you're in Melbourne or in Australia. There is a conference, a 4D conference, you can go off and try these advanced gaming things like the Oculus Rift inside Fort Zombie Smackdown.
Fort Zombie Smackdown.
To be able to try it out. So it's called the PozFest is the location. PozFest.
It's an interesting story, the Oculus Rift. I mean, started as kind of a concept for a do-it-yourself kind of hobbyist program.
Yeah.
It was a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, wow.
And it's been, I don't know, a year and a half or so, maybe a little longer, to go from that to having John Carmack as your CTO.
Nice.
And getting to this kind of technology. I believe that was a lot of been the concern over the years, is virtual reality headsets were big, were clunky, technology has shrunk. But then you have to pass this whole, like, you still know it's virtual.
Yeah,
it doesn't trick your senses. So this is the next step into a kind of being able to, gaming is awesome, you know, in general to do this stuff. But gaming and other technologies always lead the way and bring in other things. You know, doing medical technology, being able to, you know, I don't know how much I want someone in a headset with a scalpel on me, but for training,
it's
a really cool technology, and it's really neat.
Can you imagine if they had a port of this to work with something like Titanfall?
Do you play Titanfall?
I've played the beta.
Yeah.
We used to have a whole
the beta's going to be over by the time
this airs, but wow.
It's good.
Wow, is it fun.
And there's no NDA on it, so go ahead and look up videos and streams of it if you're interested in what it is.
Yes. Titanfall.com. Well, that's about it for this episode of Ping, number 197.
In the can.
It's in the can. It's all done. But hey, you can always get a hold of us. Remember that? The whole hashtag?
Hashtag.
Ping Show is the one that we're following. I actually noticed there were two people that used it last episode.
And
week's.
We replied to those comments,
yes.
too. So if you do want to talk to us throughout the week or get more of Ping Show in between your Mondays, feel free to tweet at us, comment in the comments, or don't forget to follow us at Mark DeFalco.
At RicksterCDN. This week's question is, if you're trapped inside an exitless alleyway and you're blocked by a horde of zombies, what would be your weapon of choice and why?
I've been playing a little Dead Rising, so I'm thinking chainsaw attached to something.
Oh, nice. But nice. I'm a traditionalist. I'm more of a baseball bat with a spike.
Let us know.
Yeah.